Blog Talk Radio.
And I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you that called. And I want to thank Sister Sherry. She did a Silent Night for us on her piano from Minnesota. It was a low zero. Some of you didn't even call in. You're so caught up in Christmas. We're talking about divine healing. And that we're talking about the word of God. God is good. I want to say to you, Jesus, the reason for the season. It ain't nobody else, but because God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son into the world, not to condemn it, to save it. And I want you to be about the saving process. Glory, hallelujah. Now, I want to say to you that some called in this morning, said happy birthday, some didn't call. And some called with their problem. We prayed that God would deliver the problem and open up a door for you and to you, and God would do it would be a blessing for you that God will open up that door that you needed. Wake up, stand up, and do whatever you got to do to be healed and blessed. I got some major scriptures here that I'm going to give you this morning. But I want to say, when you look at the world and what's going on in your life and what's going on in the life of the world, you have to understand we got to bring more peace to the world, more joy to the world, more love to the world. Look around. When people all over the world are fighting and killing, and right here in your hometown, in America, the blood is at the altar, and God have to clean it up. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. Jesus is the reason for the season. You said, bitch, I might have had nothing to give. I might not have had nowhere to stay. One lady called me, said her house got burnt up. I said, thank God that you was alive. And another young man called me, said he lost his sister in an accident. I said, pray, because the wages of sin is death, to give to God eternal life. Sometimes we have to wait on God to guide us. We have to repent of our sins. And repent, and when you repent, Exodus 14, 14, God said, I step in and fight your battle. You can't fight it by yourself. You need the will of the Almighty God to deliver you going into 2023. And some things that already occurred in our prophecy. Sister Tanya called me earlier, and I was talking to her. She had just got in. She had to work 24 hours. And she'd come from O'Hare. We talked. I told her, just be all right, because you opened up some doors for people. Anytime you open up doors for people, it's a blessing. You got to stop being selfish. Just stop being jealous. We got to clean up our act as Americans. We clean up our act as men and women and set it the truth. That God want us to be truthful about his word. And some of us ain't doing that. And, you know, and like Dr. King said back when he met, this morning they showed Meet the Press. All the people that come on and talk, the presidents, and lots of them were lying. Lots of them said they weren't going to run the president, run, and lots of them didn't do nothing. But like Dr. King came on, and he said that we have to be able to reach out and love each other and reach out to help. And if this country going to be a great country, America, it's got to deal with the racism and white supremacy that's going on right now as I speak. This is the last Sunday of the year. I'm saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. But it's some people that ain't having no Merry Christmas. They're not having New Year's. They have nowhere to stay then because of the evil that's going on, Joe, because of the evil that's going on within our race, that the killing and the murder. You know, what's going on in Ukraine, the murder, the killing by Putin, and then by the black-on-black crime right here in Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, California, that we have to get a handle on that, peace and joy and love. We got to go back to the old landmark that God is able to deliver us to another level. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you. And I want to say happy birthday to you, Dr. Gibson. Happy birthday to you, Sister Cook. Happy birthday to you. Those that got birthdays today, happy birthday to you. Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't take that literally. You take that as a step up for you to be involved with God wants you to do. Matthew 6 and 33, Lisa, when you read that, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteous. When you have a job to do, Pat, you have to do that job and do it well. And once you do it well, God will open up that door that's been closed to you. Get ready for God to bless you in a strong way, because God will do anything but fail. We going into 2023 as many doors open up. And as we got our book of prophecy, and I hadn't finished all of it, but I talked about storms back to back, floods back to back. And I talked about two depths on the Democratic side and the Republican side. So let me write that down. That's prophecy for 2023. Earthquake in California, ladies. Oh, we had one. That ain't the one that I predict. It's another one. Okay. So when the ancestors give me the prediction, I give them to you whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, problem is that it ain't it's what God gives me to give to you. And whatever your need is, God will meet your need. Going into to next year, we'll be on from 11, Detroit and Atlanta time, we'll be on from 11, I got it wrote down here, we'll be on at 11, from 11 to 1:30 in Atlanta and Detroit time. But in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, we'll be on this watch meeting night from 10:30 to 12:30. That I'm going to give you your prophecy for 2023. And I got the book called The Miracles of Jesus, Mika. I got that, Joanne, the book, The Miracles of Jesus, and I'm going to put your personal prophecy in that book when you ask for it. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And going into 2023, you need to get your seed in. If it's $100, $1,000, this is my seed for the year. And in that seed, you put what you want God to do for you. And the prayer will fertilize it. And prayer will make it out. And some of you need it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Last night we talked about divine healing. And one lady said, well, I don't need to be healed. If your mind messed up, if you can't think, your body messed up. See, we have so waited on the doctor, so we're so rushed. I later came with a sack of pills and said, this is for high blood, this is for pressure, this for this. I said, take all of that. She said, yeah, this is what the doctor gave me. Well, the doctor's going to give you pills because the pharmaceutical is going to pay him for him giving you pills. What did our ancestors, our grandmother and grandfather did? They didn't have them pills. They had prayer. We took prayer for people. Maybe we don't put prayer out of existence. We don't want to run down to the drugstore, Walgreens, and get some pills, or go down to CVS and get some pills and think that's going to save us. But pills at CVS and Walgreens ain't going to save us. Only what we do for Christ that lasts. So that's very important tonight to know. When you ask not, you have not. I want to ask the question, what have you asked God for lately? What you have asked God to do for you and your family, and what you're willing to give up that you want God to do something special for you? See, sometimes you got to wait on what God going to do for you, and you got to be able to say, God, give me the mountain. Give me the new job. Give me what I need. So that's going to be that. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not. Well, I guess I'll stick to that because we've been reading it all the year. We've been reading 23rd number Psalm. I'm going to have Mary Hawkins from Detroit to read it. The reason I keep that, because it said, David said, the Lord is my, David was a man of God's own heart. David was a man that repented to God for his wrongdoing. And some of us so arrogant, we preachers, teachers, we don't want to repent. And once you repent to God, you can move to the next level. If I don't do nothing this morning on this Christmas day that you learn that Jesus is the reason for the season. But the whole gamut is to lift the name of the Almighty God up, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the divine God to touch you and adore for you, and for God to do something for you. You can't do it by yourself. And you can have all the money in the world, have 4 or 5 houses, cars, boats, don't mean nothing if you ain't got the anointing or glory of the Holy Ghost. You don't know. the Lord is my shepherd. Not my dollar, not my house, not my husband, not my wife, God, not my children. When God gives you something, you got to understand what God wants you to do. And like that song said, we are the children of the world. We need everybody, and we need touch. You know, Michael Jackson gone on, and most people on that song right here, half of them passed, but they left a message. I'm going to play just a little of it, just a little bit of it. That's a time when we hear the call of God. People over in Ukraine right now, they don't have no heat and have no lights. What causes that? Evil people. Evil. Not because evil. And when you look around, you got light, you got food to eat, and you still complain. You got your health, you're complaining. It's come the time where you can thank God for what you got, and you can reach out and help them out. It ain't about you take, it's about you giving. What will you give to help your sister and your brother? What will you give to reach out and say, I need to do something special because God left me here to do something special? It reminds me of Moses. Moses was born by a slave, and he was educated in the house of Pharaoh. But when he come to the knowledge of who he was, they put him out of Egypt, and he was 40 years old when they put him out. And it took him another 40 years to go across the desert to Mount Sinai. But when he got to Mount Sinai, there was a message going. There was a letter for him. Let's bring it up. That was an email for him, okay? Y'all, if I said a letter, that's kind of slow. It was an email, a fact for him from God. Take your shoes off, because the place you stand on is holy, because I'm getting ready to uplift you. God wants to uplift you this morning on this Christmas day. Yes, God wants to uplift you. And he was born in a manger. And the wise men come, seen his star, and followed him. Who was in the manger? That was the donkey and all the animals was there. But when the wise men came, they seen Jesus laying in the manger. Okay. So I want to tell you this morning, God got something for you that will supersede where you at and what you're doing. Get ready for the trillion flow. Get ready for the miracle that God going to have you to do. I keep giving this scripture out. Exodus 14:14. For some of you, so I'm gonna do it myself. You can't do it yourself. Moses couldn't do it yourself. God said, step back, Moses. Let me fight this evil. Let me fight this witchcraft. Let me fight the liar. Let me fight the baby. We're living in a time where lies is all right. But I'm saying for peace over the world, goodwill to all of God's people. And God know his people, and his people know God. And if you one of God's people, you know God. And you know God has brought you a mighty long way. He's going to carry you a little bit further. You had death in your family, you had sickness in your family, but God kept you in the land of the living. God kept you healthy. God kept you looking up. Praise God for Jesus, and praise God for you and your ancestors. You know, we've been hollering, we need reparation. Whatever we need, we're going to overcome. King made it so clear when he said, we will overcome. He said that with all that's going on, all the lies going to clear up. The truth got to come out. You can lie for a long time, but the truth is coming out. Love is coming from God. So loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him this morning should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank God for the kids that got something. All the kids that lost loved ones, their mama, their daddy. You know, it's hard when you ain't got a parent there. It's hard when you ain't got nobody to say it's going to be all right. But I want to tell you this morning, all is well. Let me say it again. All is well. You may not see your way, but God is the way and the truth and the light. And the light, your way will be by God. I just want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning. We have opened a door for you. And whatever you're going through, you think about what's going to happen in 2023 for you. We done had the cobra. We've been shedding in. And God's trying to get your attention. You still don't understand all this stuff that man made. Ain't nothing going to last but the word of God. Ain't nothing going to last but the word of God. God told Moses to take your shoes off because the ground you stand on is holy. What I want to do for you, Moses, I want to rededicate you to God. I want to give you the power to fight evil all over the world. Even now, the story of Moses will wake you up. I told you, I prophesied water and flood and storm back to back. You ain't got to believe it. Just watch it happen before your face. Light gonna be all. You have to believe it. When you like your cause, oh, he told me to go get a generator, but I didn't believe what he was saying. You ain't got to believe. I just want you to have faith in God. And God will take you to that next level. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want this morning, God got. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. I just want to say Merry Christmas, and Jesus is the reason for the season. And whatever you didn't get, don't worry about it. Whatever you need. Somebody ain't got nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat, sleeping outside. But I'm asking God around the world in love to abide with all of our people, those that are all crossed up. It's a divine law. And the divine law means that God's law is the super law. God's law is the law of the world. So whatever you're going through, reach back. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. What that scripture means is that God got you. But you got to know without a shadow of doubt. On this Christmas day, you look around the tree, I ain't got nothing there. And some of you ain't got no tree. Mama and daddy ain't there because of the money. Thank God that you're in the land of the living this morning. Thank God you got your health and strength. And those that don't have their health and strength, I decree a healing to move cancer, cataract, high blood, sugar. I decree the gift from the Almighty God, the gift of joy and the gift of love and the gift of peace to all of you this morning. That's struggling with what's going on in your life, with your children, with your family. Those that are locked up, that's in jail. It's a learning process. I don't call it jail. I call it the institution of learning. You don't understand. The devil put you there, and the devil that put you there, he's doing more evil than you're doing. But I want to say to you, I'm praying this morning for those in the spirit world. You know, sometimes they come. I'm praying for you, Mama Annie, Mother Ross, Bishop Ross. I'm praying for those that gone on, those that set the pace, and sometimes we lost our way. Martin Luther King set the pace, Malcolm set the pace. We lost it to something that ain't right. We lost it to a lie that all men are created equal. And we lost it to a lie that it's all right for two men to marry. We lost that to a lie. So in 2023, we want to bring back the truth. And the truth going to come from the Almighty God. For God so loved the word he gave. It's all in God. I want you to lift up and I want you to stand up and know that God knows your heart. And he knows what's going on with you. And you might say, well, Bishop, don't look like I can make it. Oh, yeah, you can make it. But somebody tells you you can't make it. I'm telling you, you can make it, and you will overcome the darkness in your life. The death, you know, one lady called me and said, I lost my nephew. I want to kill myself. Wait a minute. God is in control of death. And the spirit of Abaddon, which is the devil angel, can't come in. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Man's live. When God speaks, doors open up. When God speaks, doors close. Let go this morning. Let go of your feeling, your emotion, and just praise God that he got a higher calling for you for 2023. He's going to carry you to a higher level with your children, with your family. I know you don't see it. You can't see it right now because you're in a cloudy situation. You're in a situation that's not all the way conducive to the word of God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready for God to carry you to that level. 51 number Psalm would be good for you to read. And Psalm 14, God the Moses, step back. I write it out. This morning, you got everything you want. Do you have peace? You got everything you want. Do you have joy? Do you have love? I'm not talking about man love or woman love. A divine love with God. A love that I got peace all in my life. And I know that God's going to tell me what he wants to tell me. And I think that's the most important thing this morning. Have the love of God and the peace of God in your life. And it might seem like you can't make it. And the home that you're looking for, the peace that you're looking for, I want to grant that peace to you this morning, that God will give you the presence of love. He will give you the presence of peace. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that we were believing him should not perish. And Jesus was born in a manger. Did nobody recognize him but the star and the wise men? Recognize. God recognized you and what you need to do. He's doing that. He recognized you and to carry you to the next level. Stand up, get up for the fight. That's a fight going on. Yes. Let me say it again. That's a physical fight going on. We got to pray daily for peace in the world. We got to pray daily that our mind gonna be took over by demonic spirit. We got to move all demonic curses and hexes that have been sent to us through generational curses. The way we do that, doctor, we do that by letting God control our life. When God controls our life, we get what we want. When God controls our life, every door closed will open up. So I'm asking God to control our life to the point where we can have peace in our life. We can have joy in our life. we can have contentment in our life, because we know that God has brought us this far by love. For God so loved, he brought me and you. So don't get it twisted. Love got you here, and love will keep you here, and the power of God gonna open up new doors for you anyway. Okay? When I talk about those that gone on that left a message, they left a message in their song, they left a message in their sermon. And if you're not able to pick up the message, you got to pray that you can pick up the message that was left for you. The message that was left for you to go to the next level in your life. So whatever the next message was, I want to know what God has left for me and you to go to the next level of our healing, of our deliverance, for our breakthrough. God has left something special for us, and we got to know what God left for us in our next level as we walk. Because he left something for us, and then you got to be able to get the word that God left for you. You say, well, Bishop, God, yes, for you. And what God left for you, can't no man take, can't no woman take. So get ready. Psalms 19, Psalms 45, Psalms 29. And I just feel that I kind of wait on this Christmas that for the world, we pray people that hungry, war over in the Middle East, war in Ukraine, and those that have power to stop it won't stop it. But prayer will change the mind of wicked men. And the angel Michael, Raphael, and Babiel, and the archangel will go to fight your battle. If you know who needs to fight your battle, you can't do it by yourself. You got to let God go in and fight that battle that the devil has set up against you and your family and your children. Almighty God can do anything but fail. And I want to tell you, you might feel that, but even Dr. King left it, and he said that we overcome it. And I want you to know that you're overcomer tonight. You can overcome the stuff that
matters. There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring...
You're right, and that was Bob Marley saying stand up for your rights, and I agree with him. You stand up for education, you stand up for your children. If you feel that your kids don't need to go to school and you want to home train them, do that. If you feel that they don't need to go out there, home train your kids because that's your kids. Don't let nobody push you into sending kids out to where everybody's sick and nobody really take care of it, and you have to be able to make that decision. I'm not sending my kids to a school where it's violence at and ain't nobody dealing with it. Some of the things going to happen in 2023, we must deal with the shooting and the killing of our young folk in schools, in college, even in the mall, America, the biggest mall in the world, they had a shootout there last night. It's something going on where people can't go to a movie show or can't go shop. Now somebody getting killed or shot. It's something about that. And I track it all the way to the White House, to the Democrat and Republican. Must, if they can pass money for a war over in Ukraine, if they can go to the moon, they can stop this killing that's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, throughout America. With these guns, these assault weapons that you can go buy at the dime store. You can buy them in the street, and ain't nobody doing nothing about it. It's important for 2023 for us to come out. And we want, in 2023, I just want to say this, is a lot that you're going to see happen, and you got to step up and stand up for your right of your children, your family, your home, your land. If you can send $1 trillion over to Ukraine, and you got people sleeping under the hell, sleeping under the bridges. You got people ain't got no food and got no house. But you can send money all the way over to another country without the okay of the American people. This is what's going to be happening in 2023. Wake up, stand up, and speak up. God bless you. I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I want to say Jesus is the reason for it. If you got a need, I want you to plant that seed. Go to my website, theseedabrahamyoursite.com. And I'm not going to give you a whole lot of fiction. I'm going to tell you like this, whether you like it or not. I'm going to tell you what God said and what the ancestors said. We have to stand up. We are fighting. We're getting our children ready for prison. We're getting them ready in school to go to jail. And the jails are being run by different organizations now. You go to prison, some organization running. So what we're doing, we got to stand back and let go and let God. It's important for you to understand that God is, if your prayer will change things. Prayer change things. I'm looking at Psalm 44. You told me to read that. Psalm 78 and Psalm 93. Now, I'm not going to get to you. I'm telling you now. They don't call me. But you can get it. Pay attention. Because when the Spirit give it to me, bam, I give it to you. Now, I'm going to finish this because when Moses got the email and he got there and what God told him to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go, he had to stand up, step up, and walk up and demand to let my people go. That's what he did. So we're dealing with white supremacy racism. We're dealing with people being hungry. We're dealing with people that don't have no education. And the education system is not educating our children. So we got a big fight going into 2023. But God is going to control all of it. I can't do it. God going to do it. And all our sisters and brothers that came through, they gave us a lesson for us to stand up and to do what we need to do. I'm praying for you and you, wherever you might be this morning, for your healing and your deliverance. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. Get ready to make a change in your life. You were set back for a comeback. And if you've been set back for a comeback, get ready for a comeback. 39-20, get ready for a comeback. 28-70, get ready for a comeback. 81-38, get ready for a comeback. 96-07, get ready for a comeback and a breakthrough. I'm calling some numbers out. If you miss your number, you just miss what I had to tell you. God, 30-30, get ready for a new situation that God's going to give you. Oh, the situation is God's going to bless you where you can go on and get your degree, where you can go to the next level. God to bless you. I want to pray for this Christmas for you. There's some that ain't got nothing to eat, nowhere to go, and sleeping outside, and some that are all crossed up and messed up and in the hospital. I'm praying for those that's in the hospital, and they don't know will they make it or not. But with God, you'll make it. And with the word of God, doors will open up. And I know God will do it quick, fast. And you will overcome the problem that God has got for you. And I want you to continue to read the 23rd number of Psalms. God, Lord, is my shepherd. I shall not want. God bless you. I want to let you know, sometimes you got to wait on God to do something special for you. I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalms if you got it handed for me.
Yes.
Okay, go and read.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
I want to thank Mary for that. And you know, a lot of people got colds and stuff. You got to get the herbs because the hospitals, the Walgreens, don't run out of stuff, medicine. You got to get them teas and make it up. For them cold, because, you know, we had cold weather. But I had prophesied earlier that we're going to have weather back-to-back in the Midwest. This is the Midwest, ain't it? Ohio, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, North Dakota, Illinois, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Indiana. And these are some of the weather. And what this weather doing is cleaning up a lot of negativity. So, but you got to roll with the punches. You got to pick that tea and that herb and pick that soup up and begin to, you know, get them kids that soup. I know they want some pizza or hamburger. Give them some soup. Give them some vegetables. Amen. Pick that pot of vegetables up. And let God heal their body, because that's the only thing heal their body. Because we next year, when I get product, it's going to blow your mind. Do you know, I just got to tell you this, they got now where they make meat in a laboratory. It make you want have no meat. They can make chemicals. They got chemicals to put together to make meat. You think you eat a steak, you might eat something that's made up in the laboratory. So it's important for you to understand that a lot's going to be going on in 2023. I'm praying for you, Bright Star, who called me earlier. I'm praying for you. I've got to try. I'm praying for you. And Amilta up in Minnesota, I'm praying for you and Sam. Freddie Taylor, I'm praying for you. Happy Merry Christmas to all of y'all. And Merry Christmas to everybody that tune in. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I want you. I want to tell you, Joe, give me a call. I got a message for you, Joe. Thank you, Andrew. And I want to tell you, Brother Kenneth, give me a call. I got a message for you. Now, when I got a personal message for you, it's something God told me, and I'm not gonna blab it out. It's something for you. Thank you, Tansley. All is well, and as I pray, God will open up that door for you, and whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. And Dr. King said that we shall overcome. And I just believe that God's sitting looking at you, and things gonna work out for you. Now, I want to tell you that every door closed will open up. 3030, I see your hand up, and I'm just going to give you a prophecy because I ain't going to send it to you. I'm telling you that you have made the move, and you're back in the Midwest. You want to go back to California because it's cold. The Spirit says stay where you're at, and God's going to bless you. Thank you, kind Spirit. And on Mondays, we have Dr. King Movement, Tuesday, Cuddle with Ancestors, Wednesday, Divine Word of God, and on Friday, the $1 trillion flow. That means that you get the money of what you want, and door open up for you. And I want to tell you that God got something special with your name on it. You can't let the devil steal what God got for you. 9607, I got a message for you, and when you call me, and you didn't call me last night. You both called me, but you didn't. But I want to tell you that God opened up a door for you. I want to take this time out for you. I just see some people need a really breakthrough. And I just want to pray for your anointing. I want to pray for your healing. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, Father God, touch that wayward man. Take that wayward boy. Devil, loose your hold off of that family right now. Heal right now. Let your healing spirit, let Raphael, the healing angel, go forth and heal. And the angel Gabriel, all the archangels, to go forth and heal those that need to be healed. I'm looking at 39 angels moving, 14 moving together, 39 moving together in order to clear up some things. Glory, hallelujah. And God told me to tell you, all is well. You got to say that. I know you've been a little sick in your throat, and some of you got colds, and you said, can't make it. That's the devil. You can't make it. You say, hey, cold, get away from me. I'm going to fix my soup up. I'm going to fix it, and I'm going to be all right. You got to claim your healing. You got to claim your breakthrough. You got to claim that God's going to heal you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. We've been going through a whole lot. And don't let nothing railroad you to saying you can't when you can. And I want to tell you, you can make it, and it's going to be all right. The ways of the sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. God has put a light on life. So I want to tell you, this year, 2023, going to be a successful year. Would you hold on to what I'm saying? 2023 is going to be a year of finance, year of breakthrough. I see people getting houses. I see people being healed. from a disease that the doctors don't even know is there. I see God for bringing families back together and move, and I see people that are doing evil, they're going to die. Graveyard dead, because they're constantly doing evil against God's people. Glory, hallelujah. And I decree that angel Michael, Raphael, and all the saints and ancestors to go forth and move all the negativity all the way. I'm not giving you prosperity ministry. I'm giving you a ministry of healing. I'm giving you a ministry that God's going to bless you. When God bless you, when you plant a seed, God's going to bless you. And that's prosperity. The new house, the new car. I see somebody paying the house off. I see somebody that said, bitch, I need a car. I grant you the car now. Somebody said, I don't know. I know the door, the finance is going to open up for you. It's money tied up. I'm speaking, it's going to be loosened. And you know who I'm talking to. I say. God is good and God is great. And God's going to open every door. And even the political people in the political field, they got to bow down to the power of God. People that have turned their back and not feeding the people, they got to bow down. And come out, who's going to be the president? Who's going to be the mayor? Who's going to be this? If God ain't in it, it ain't going to work no way. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And all the evil that went on got to be rectified by God. God going to straighten it out. You can't straighten it out. Praying for you. Every testimony, just a testimony that's going on. And I want to tell you, every door closed, Pearl, is going to open up. I want to tell you, Ollie May, things going to work for you. Mag, I see things working for you. What I'm saying to you, Jesus is the reason for us. He praised him that you're in the land of the living. But I'm pointing at going into 2023. That's where you're blessing at. You have made it to 2020, and there was lots going on in 2022. Lots of evil, lots of death. But God kept you in the land of the living. God kept you from all the violence that's going on. I'm not going to shout you text or whatever, but God kept you. And he's going to keep on keeping you if you trust in him with body, mind, soul, and spirit. And the ancestors going to walk with you and see you through the storm of life. And that's real stuff. So don't worry about what's going on. I want to say this to you. On Watch Me Tonight from 11 in Detroit in Detroit and Atlanta and all up there from 11 o'clock to 1:30 in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, and all out that is 10:30 to 12:30 out in California. I think it started at 9 something. I got to find out. But if some people called me in California, said they wanted to know. But we're going to let them know that as we get out, God going to bless. As we get out, doors going to open up for you. I'm praying for you that called me from Memphis, Tennessee to get wrecked your car and you got no way to get to work. I decree that when you go to the dealer, he's going to get you another car where you can go to work. I say. Something you have not because you ask not. You have to ask God for what you want to get what you're going to get. Stand up for the rights and stand up for justice and stand up for equality. When you stand up for equality, it's going to bring something good to you. Can't nobody do it but you. You stand up. And you know, the reason they were showing how many years that they had on meet the press. The president had everybody on. And Dr. King was the only one profound said that we cannot build a nation with violence. We got to build it with love. And Dr. King is so true. And this is what I want to do this Christmas for you.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day
always choose to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But now,
Dr. King was telling the truth. America government had to change what it's been doing and repent by getting reparations to black people. You say, why? Because our ancestors built this country. Our ancestors made cotton king, made tobacco king in Mississippi and Arkansas. And for that, they was killed and murdered. This is some of the stuff that we got to deal with in 2023, reparations. Say, if you want our vote, what you giving us for our vote? No longer will we vote for you, and you go up there and give money to everybody else, and no money coming into the neighborhood of blacks. We suffering with business. So it's important that for you to stand up and wake up. And 2023 going to be a year of men and women standing up, black and white. No more politicians will tell us they're going to give us something and don't do it. We're not going into a burning house anymore. We're not going into a house where poor blacks gonna stay poor and people come in from other countries and get all the resources, and we got the resources. So it's important to understand, give it to the people that's here. Give it to the ancestor people, the Native American. Black is Native American of America. And if everybody else can get reparations, the black man black women can get reparations. So I'm crying out in 2023 for reparations. I'm not trying to worry about who's going to be in the White House. Who's going to say that we're going to give reparations to our people where we can get started a healing process? What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, got to be healed. What happened in Natchez, Mississippi, got to be healed. And ain't nobody talking about healing. They're talking about just keep on doing what you're doing. It can't happen. Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless you. And we'll see you Monday with the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement.